This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension. Finding profit in 2016 is something we are all focusing on. Seed, fertilizer, and chemical usually make up about 30% to 40% of your production cost. We're going to focus on the foundation for why fertilizer expenditures today, and that's really focused on soil sampling. That's right, before we talk about fertilizer, we really need to talk about soil sampling and soil nutrient analysis. Spending a little money to get a more recent soil sample and analysis is well worth it. There are various sampling methods, including portions of fields less than 40 acres, management zones, grids that can improve profitability by targeting fertilizer applications where they're needed most. However, before we do that, we need to even consider three basic questions of soil sampling. First, how often do I need to take a soil sample? I recommend taking a sample every 2 to 4 years, depending on your soil test levels, fertilizer program, and your land contingency. Second, what depth do you sample to? Soil test interpretations and fertilizer rate recommendations are based on a standard sampling depth. Iowa State University, Kansas State University, South Dakota State University were all developed from a 0 to 6 inch sample depth. University of Nebraska is based on a 0 to 8 inch sampling depth. So you need to mark your soil probes with a V-shaped knob or some other marking to make sure that you're pushing the probe only to either 6 or 8, depending on your university and where you're located. Third, how many cores do you need in that composite soil sample? Usually you need 15 to 20 cores, but in fields with a history of manure or banded fertilizer, you're going to need more than that. So even if you don't do the soil sampling yourself, you need to ask the people that are doing soil sampling for you these simple three questions. The reason is sampling to a depth greater than the standard depth of 6 or 8 is likely going to lower your phosphorus test levels and increase the amount of phosphorus that the rate recommends based on the value. Also, if you take less than the 15 to 20 cores, let's say 6 to 8 cores, you aren't going to get a good average, and you're basing your fertilizer rate on an unreliable value. So, for more information about soil sampling, you can call me at 727-2775 or visit our locally focused website at croptechcafe.org. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.